waiting on the Lord is not such a bad thing. In fact, waiting on God is never time wasted. Oh, I know the devil will tell you you're wasting your time. My friend, you can never waste your time by choosing to wait on God and His timing. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. My friend, wait on God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so glad you can join us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 8. Then Abishai said to David, "God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now therefore, please let me strike him at once with the spear right to the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time." That's an interesting verse, wouldn't you say? Well, I want to talk a little bit about taking the shorter route, or we could say taking the shortcut. You know, sometimes we might be tempted to take the shorter route. For one thing, we know it's shorter, gets us there faster, doesn't take as much time. But on the other hand, the shortest route isn't necessarily the best route. See, God may have something different planned for your life. You see, in God's economy, the shortest way doesn't always mean the best way. You know, we're living in a microwave age mentality today. In fact, you know what? We bring that to God many times, and we want God to answer right away. We want God to move right away. And when He doesn't, we get ourselves upset, we get frustrated, we get impatient. At least I have before. You know, the Lord wants us to learn to wait on Him. That's right. You know, David, we know that he would be king, but he had to wait for the right time, and that's very important. True, he would be king, but that didn't mean that he would be king at that moment. In other words, there's God's timing. In fact, I would say that God's timing is very important to us as Christians. The timing of God and the will of God should be important to you and I. Sometimes you might be tempted to take the shortcuts to your destination in life. David faced this temptation many times before he finally assumed the throne as king. And although Samuel had anointed David to be king, David had to do this. He had to wait on God's timing. It's imperative that we don't get ahead of God, but we wait on the timing of the Lord. And for a great deal of that time, we find that David was doing this. He was running from Saul, who was trying to kill him. But we also must understand and remember that what the devil may try to use for our destruction, God, that's right, can turn it around and use it for our good and His glory. God calls the shots. God is in control. And although David was running from Saul, God was working the whole time through David and preparing him to be a great king. And sometimes you might wonder, where is God in my life? You don't see God doing anything. It could be that God has you in a holding place, or you're waiting because God is working in you and God is working through you and God is preparing you, hallelujah, for something for His glory. Can I say that waiting on the Lord is not such a bad thing? Waiting on God is never time wasted. I don't care what the devil says. It is never time wasted. David said in Psalm 27:14, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." You know what, my friend? It's going to take courage to wait on God. We're going to be prone and tempted to get ahead of God, do it ourselves, doing it our timing, our strength. It's going to take courage to wait on the Lord. Let's not get ahead of God. Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Who are they? It's those that do it. They shall renew their strength. It's a spiritual strength, strengthening of the inner man. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. My friend, are you weary? Are you tired? Are you fainting? Perhaps the Lord is speaking to your heart right now that you simply need to learn to wait on Him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.